bigger curiosity it becomes to the younger generation.
Yeah.
To see these things. You go up there and look up. Of course, you don't never did fool a tractor. You don't know anything about a tractor, I don't suppose. But the young boys now that operate these big high-powered tractors and all, they couldn't understand how you could operate that old tractor, you see. But when I used it, well, I got a lot of service out of it. It was a rough tractor, it was a rough man to handle it, and the rough ground was using it on. So it all worked out pretty well to get it to quit using it. So I used a tractor, and I still use the mules here, or what kind of farming I do and carry on. But I've been thrown down with them, breaking them. We used to break these young mules, get a hold of them. We had to break them, train them to work the plow into the wagons, and break the horses to ride. And on the 21st day of January of 1914, my daddy started me to plowing out here in the field, breaking ground, and had a dry spell. And I had this old team hooked up, pair of mules, and going around, and the one in the lead got a rock in his left front foot. So I didn't say a word. They turned at the corner, right up there in the corner where the garden's at. Now, I didn't say a word. I just hunted me up a great big rock, and I just walked up there and taken that old mule by the leg to pick his foot up and knock the rock out. When it done, he kicked me back away from the plow. He didn't hurt me. I got up and looked to see if anybody seen me, and I put the line to him and went on around, left the rock in his foot. That's, boy, that's experience you get down through years, you see, in these things. I've been turned over, hauling logs with wagons. I've hauled the trucks. I've turned over with them. I've been trapped. I've been trapped in the woods by myself, cutting timber. I sawed a log off and caught me on the foot. No one in hearing. So I happened to have my axe laying close by, using the chainsaw. Had not been too many years back. So I tried to dig out under my foot with an axe. And I cut a hole in the gas tank of my saw with the axe, and I couldn't do that. So there just happened to be a small sapling standing close there. I cut that sapling off, cut me off a stick out about 2 foot long, trimmed it, sharpened it, and dug my foot out. But it was getting pretty hard. I just couldn't get it loose. There wasn't no way of getting it loose. But it didn't break my foot. He just mashed it. He just mashed my foot down. I dug myself out and got out. And that's the way you stay in these hills, you can get into all kinds of scrapes. But one time I got caught and I couldn't get out. There wasn't any way to get out, but I happened to be in hearing that time. And I had my wagon set and I loaded my load of logs and started to put my stretchers on there, and the hooks slipped under there. And I taken and raised the wagging tongue up and slipped my hand under there, and my tongue slipped off my leg, and it caught my hand, and I couldn't get it loose. It went away, and it cut my hand off. So I went to hollering. Then happened to be that there's some people in here, and they got to me before it ever hurt too bad. It cut her down pretty deep in there, but it did cut my hand off. That's just some of my experiences now, growing down through the years, coming on down through this time of period that we're living in here. And
you said you went to the White House school. When did you quit going there?
When did I quit?
Uh-huh.
I went the last few days that I went in 1916.
Uh-huh.
See, just over wide period. We'd go a few days and out a few days. That's the way we went. It was all a little way back at that time. Like I can tell you, about 4 months or 5 months of school, and the children all worked then, you see, in this rural area here. And when the peanut digging time, sorghum digging time in the fall of the year, they'd drop out a week or two, each family's kids would work. Well, the school would get pretty low then.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd pick back up and run for whatever time it'd run out. Usually start in July, you know. Mm-hmm. Run through the July, September, and October, and probably on into November. Then they got to change the school on up to an 8 month school.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we got on up to the 9 month school here in Hickman County, you see. That time come on, well, they